viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
And God said, let there be light. And there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before. Through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint.
A critique of movies with religious themes.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God. Welcome to another edition of the program, Viewpoints, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program. And I invited, as usual, Sayyid Abdullah and Brother Yasser to help me actually criticize a movie with religious and a spiritual theme. Sayyid Abdullah, assalamu alaikum, and welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me, bro.
You're welcome. And Brother Yasser, assalamu alaikum, and greetings to you.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, always a pleasure to be with you, Brother Muhammad Jawad.
My pleasure. Well, one of the other movies, actually, with a religious and somehow a spiritual theme, that we chose for this episode and hopefully in the upcoming episodes is called Let There Be Light. It was produced in 2017, directed by Kevin Sorbo, featuring himself, Kevin Sorbo, Sam Sorbo, Sean Hannity, Daniel Rebock, to just name a few of the characters and actresses actually playing a part in this movie, Let There Be Light. Let There Be Light is a movie that follows an atheist who experiences a near-death situation in a car accident and subsequently converts to Christianity. Well, IMDb gives this movie 4.6 out of 10, and Rotten Tomatoes 27%, which is a very low mark, I guess. The box office for this movie was $7.2 million. Well, before I ask my dear guests or guest speakers here in the studio questions about this movie and criticize this movie, we'll take a break by listening to a trailer or a part of this movie, Let There Be Light, produced in 2017, directed by Kevin Sorbo. And then we come back and continue our program on IRIB English Radio. Stay tuned.
Oh. Yeah, I'm coming.
You're drunk?
Oh, you can't pull the wool over your eyes.
The basic tenet of Christianity is...
Whoa. Don't you dare tell me about the love and the compassion of your so-called God.
What do you think it does to the boys to take the death of their brother and use it as part of your carnival act?
Pays the bills.
Daddy! Clinically dead in the ambulance for 4 minutes. It's a miracle.
I saw Davey. And all I wanted to do was just, I wanted to put my arms around him. I don't know what to do with that.
You've gotten the best scientific explanation. It hasn't brought you any comfort. Would you consider consulting a different source?
Doc, he is your God, and he's holding out his hand to you. All you gotta do now is take it.
Jesus gets whacked, right?
I've never exactly heard it put that way, but yeah.
Follow me here. This ain't brain surgery.
Do you believe that God hears?
God always answers prayers. Sometimes we just don't understand the answers.
Welcome back to the program, Viewpoints, the movie critique program on iranradio.ir. With me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sayyid Abdullah and Brother Yasser, my guest speakers in the studio, helping me criticize the movie Let There Be Light, produced in 2017, directed by Kevin Sorbo. Sayyid Abdullah, what central theme of faith is explored in this movie?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, I mean, the movie essentially revolves around denying the existence of God altogether, atheism. And then, obviously, getting hit by a car that makes you see the light and you come back and believe that there is a God. That's essentially what this whole movie is about. The process of moving from one mindset to another depends on your personal experience. Now, whether what he saw was real or he imagined it,
yes,
that's also questionable. But nevertheless, it led him to believe in the divinity of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. May Allah bless his soul.
I see. I didn't see actually any caption in the movie, whether at the beginning or the end, saying or claiming that it's been based on a true story, though.
It's not based on true story itself, but there are a lot of stories mm-hmm. like that, where what they call near-death experience. A lot of people who have been through accidents or yes. things happen to them and they pass out for a certain time, they pronounce dead medically as well.
Yes.
And some of them take hours, some cases even take more than a day.
Exactly.
And then they come back to life, right? And then they narrate their experience and say, okay, we saw this and this. What seems to be a common factor with all these people, most of them seem to describe the same thing, you know, yes. light, a tunnel, a figure coming, talking to them, yes. this and that, then coming back.
Yes. Of course, this story or this movie is trying to depict this story as like after the near-death experience.
Near-death experience,
that
yeah.
a conversion happens like into Christianity. Of course, I've seen, you know, some of these documentaries or even movies. And I found out lots of bodies and societies on different, you know, virtual spaces yeah. And the like, trying to like convey their stories and get their messages across. Like they have seen something, not light at the end of the tunnel, but yeah. the thing is, at least it impacted on their lives. If
yeah.
if not, you know, like ending up converting to another, for
yeah,
example,
because
religion.
Like you said, a lot of people doesn't have they from different walks of life. Because I was really interested in this topic myself, and I was doing a lot of research about it. So the different people from different walks of life, from different cultures, they've been having this, right?
Yes.
But some of them, they just think it's just something, you know, supernatural mm-hmm. phenomena, whatever they want to call it. But it does not lead them to faith.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't lead exactly. them to Christianity, for example.
Exactly.
But in the movie, they say, no. So what she saw was Jesus Christ himself, therefore believe in him.
Exactly. Brother Yasser, how does the protagonist, I mean, Kevin Sorbo turns out to be the director of this movie too, represent the struggle between belief and skepticism?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I just want to add something to the previous one. Also, it's about
sure.
redemption.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the movie was about redemption.
Right? Yes.
So also in this particular instance, we see that this person has a personal vendetta with God.
Mm-hmm.
We see this from that first debate that they showed
exactly.
In the movie. That
with
oh,
the priest.
Yeah, with the priest or the doctor or that particular clergyman.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, it's also important to mention that this movie is based on evangelical Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
And there's clear signs of why this is. This is not Catholicism. This is based on the extreme group of Christians in America, known as the evangelical,
mm-hmm.
which is a Protestant
yes.
Offshoot of Christianity. And it's clear, I have clear reasons why this is. One is they keep on mentioning ISIS. Two, they went to Fox News.
Yes.
that is the clear,
yeah,
this
that
is
was
evangelical Christianism. This is not Catholicism, nothing to do with
Catholicism. The current repetition
yeah.
of the word ISIS
and,
brought up by this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I'm sure the questions will come regarding that, but how they are framing Islam as ISIS, that is Islam. ISIS is Islam.
Yes, true.
The arguments yeah. in the movie were weak and so on and so forth, but we'll come to those particular things later on, I'm sure. Mm.
Thank
but
you.
The question you asked about this particular person, why his faith in God weakened, was a personal vendetta against God. And this, unfortunately, is what a lot of people go through. That if God is, this is the question, if God is all good, how is it that this particular bad thing happened to me?
Mm-hmm.
They said, I am the center of the universe. Like everything happens to me and I should be everything that is good. This is a problem that we have as human beings
yes.
and it's throughout the world. I mean, for example, right now, in the current situation, what's happening in Palestine and in Palestine, you see people are becoming Muslim. Why? He said, look at the difficulties that these people are going through.
True, yeah.
Yet they have not lost their faith. Rather, their faith is getting stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Which is completely opposite to
yes.
what this person.
Yeah.
And he wasn't a skeptic.
Yeah, exactly.
He just had a vendetta against God.
Not to mention there are lots of solutions actually put forth. I mean, justifications for the kind of, whatchamacallit, a skeptic question
yeah.
that he brings up, like
yeah.
if, for example, God is good, powerful, and wise.
So why me?
Why me?
But yeah, question, why me?
What has happened to me?
That's a very microscopic thing that we have, unfortunately.
Exactly.
Why me?
Thank you very much. Let's take a short break, and then we'll be back and continue our program, Viewpoints, the movie critique program, on iranradio.ir. Stay with us.
This better be good.
That's what I said.
So my first question is, are you guys ready for the amount of heat that'll be coming your way with this?
Welcome back to the program, Viewpoints, the movie critique program on iranradio.ir, with me, Mohammad Jawad, hosting this program, and my guest speakers, Brother Yasser and Syed Abdullah, helping me criticize the movie Let There Be Light, produced in 2017, directed by Kevin Sorbo. Syed Abdullah, what role does personal trauma play in the movie's exploration of faith, especially as we see this character, this protagonist in the movie, Kevin Sorbo, this doctor, the atheist, actually, with Brother Yasser's term, vendetta against Christianity, converting to Christianity after that car accident.
Yeah. Oh, obviously, trauma plays a big role in everyone's life, specifically in terms of belief, when the trauma is great and huge. So as you can see in the movie, for example, the character himself, he lost his son. And losing a family member would always make you question God's wisdom.
Yes.
And sometimes we...
Or justice.
Or justice. Sometimes even we as Muslims, like when someone dies at a young age, for example, one of our friends dies, like, why? He was so young. He had a full of life. So sometimes we start to complain about Allah, but without realizing it. So, and sometimes the closer the person to you, the more you're going to feel the loss, the bigger the trauma that leaves. And if you haven't got a very strong faith that can hold you back and restrain you, then you might, you know, have a go at God himself, as we see in the movie. The guy's like, okay, what kind of God are you when you take my son and this and that? And he starts to have a go at God, and try to prove that God is evil because he lost his son. Well, everyone dies at the end of the day. Doesn't matter how. And then it took him, you know, a car crash and hit on the head and this and that to come back and seek redemption and figure out things.
I see.
So trauma plays a big role, and especially if you lose someone that's close to you.
Exactly. Brother Yasser, you know, we all know that there's always this controversy between science and faith or religion. You know, at the beginning of this movie, I think this movie features and starts, demonstrating this key concept or the clash between, for example, somehow religion and, because as protagonist, this doctor is trying to like show that all religions of the world, especially he was like bashing against Christianity on the stage with that preacher or doctor, the theologian, that he was like so harsh on Christianity by saying that, for example, none of them make sense and all of their religions are like this. And as you rightly mentioned in the previous portion of this program, that he brings up the word ISIS several times. Right? What does this movie suggest about this relationship, I mean, between science and faith?
It doesn't really show, it tries to show that they want to have a split.
Mm-hmm.
For example, one of the places that this is clear was when he was in hospital and that nurse wanted to take a picture with him came.
Yes.
And she tried to explain what he saw in a very neurological fashion, that these are your neurons firing and you see certain things and something, and she tried to explain in a very scientific manner.
Justification.
So she tried to justify it. It's all just all science, it's all things, it's nothing special about it.
Exactly.
You know? But then his wife asked him, but you don't seem satisfied. Something like that, she said. It's not satisfying you. You don't feel comforted by it. So I think they had to try to show this cut, especially within the evangelical church. Maybe I don't really know. Right. I know they are very extreme in their beliefs. And they are those that are very close to, obviously, Zionism and so on and so forth, because of they have very similar beliefs and so on. But from an Islamic perspective, from a true religious perspective, yes, there is no difference between religion and science. Sometimes we think that science is contradicting religion because of the lack of knowledge we either have of religion, or because we have misunderstood science and we've added it into a place, or we compared it to something that is not relevant to that particular point.
Yes, exactly.
Right. So, yes, definitely, science, which is, again, you're not, we're seeing religion here not as just, again, the definition of rites and rituals. No, religion as an entire worldview designed for an individual to live his life in every single role of existence.
Yes.
Obviously, being the material world, therefore, science definitely fits in with that worldview.
Exactly.
Science and religion can coexist depending that the objective of science is to serve humanity and not science for science itself.
Uh-huh.
So obviously the objective of science must be important to also here, right? Science for science itself, like modern science, for example, in how it is developed and how it's developing, does have problems with religion because it itself is anti-religious.
Yes.
It is being framed as anti-religious.
Mm-hmm.
So this one thing I just wanted to add.
Okay. Thank you very much, Brother Yasser and Saeed Abdullah, for your nice contribution to the program Viewpoints, the movie critique program on iranradio.ir, in which we try to criticize the movie Let There Be Light, produced in 2017, directed by Kevin Sorbo. Of course, we haven't finished criticism of this movie, and we'll hopefully do that in the upcoming episode. Thank you very much for listening to us.